USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss a coronavirus relief bill, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, needs to get serious when it comes to negotiating.
First, I would say Nancy Pelosi is not being serious. If she becomes serious, then we can have a discussion here. But
we
raised our offer. But when you lower your offer, $2.2 trillion, and you ask for direct payments to illegal immigrants, and you ask for certain deportation forgivenesses in your offer, it's not a serious offer.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 837,000, which is down by about 36,000 from the week before. States seeing a decline in jobless filings include Florida, New York, Texas, and Georgia, while Arizona, Nevada, and New Jersey saw an uptick. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A Senate chairman plans on sending subpoenas to the CEOs of three technology giants amid a push to alter the liability protections that currently shield companies from lawsuits. Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Roger Wicker says the CEOs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook all declined to accept invitations to testify before his committee, necessitating the subpoenas. A package delivery service is preparing for the holiday season. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
FedEx is hiring for the holidays. The shipping giant says it's adding more than 70,000 positions to help with the holiday season, including nearly 3,400 positions in Memphis alone. FedEx officials say they believe this holiday season is going to be the company's busiest holiday season ever, saying that most people are ordering things online this year, and it's only going to get busier at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with senators regarding the Supreme Court vacancy. Coney Barrett was nominated by President Trump on Saturday. When it comes to who Coney Barrett is, Lexi Baltus clerked for her.
She's like the person that you've seen, the person you saw Saturday, the person you saw in 2017. She's a person of uncommon grace, kindness, warmth, and integrity. She's also a person of courage and conviction and firmly committed to applying her role impartially.
As far as the attacks on her faith, Baltus tells Fox News,
well, you know, Judge Barrett is a model of class, civility, and integrity. And I think we'll see that be her reaction throughout. She will take this in stride, whatever comes, with courage and integrity, as she always does. And I think we will all have to do the same.
Legendary quarterback Brett Favre admits the NFL is in unprecedented times with the pandemic.
What's the right protocol? What's logistically, how do you make it work? I'm surprised that it hasn't been worse.
The former Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings quarterback talking about the league's decision on deciding to postpone this weekend's game between the Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers. Favre also saying he'd like to see some fans at every NFL stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.